Have you ever read scripture that totally puzzled you? Come on, I know you have. There are so many different stories in the Bible that I'm sure there's at least one that confuses you a bit. Today, I'd like to talk to you about one of those stories that was discussed a couple times in the Gospels. We will be talking about the fig tree and what it could mean to you. The story is found in Matthew 21, verses 18 to 22, and Mark 11, verses 12 through 14. I will start off and say, I don't have a green thumb. It's kind of gray, actually. But I enjoy working in the garden. I can usually figure out what's wrong with the plants by deduction. Like, is it too many weeds around it? Which is usually the problem. There's way too many weeds. Does it need more fertilizer? Does it need not any fertilizer anymore? Maybe it's not getting any water. Well, after the snow dump that we had at the freeze of 2021 in East Texas, a number of my bushes and trees died. Well, I thought they had, but they didn't actually die. The snow that had come the week before the freeze actually saved many of my trees, except for my large fig bush. Little did I know, as I'd said before, that snow, because see, we don't hardly ever get snow in East Texas. But my wife said, oh, everything underneath the snow is going to be fine. And that didn't make any sense to me, but she's from up north, so she should know. So it preserved those plants, and all I needed to do was cut out the old dead limbs, clean up around it, and fertilize. The title of this message is You and the Fig Tree. You and the Fig Tree. Before I get in too much with my gardening issues, I'd like to turn to Scripture, and we'll read the first account in Matthew 21, verses 18 and 19, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. All right. And somehow, there we go. Yeah, somehow touched the page and it moved it. Okay, Matthew 21, verse 18. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he being Jesus, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing but leaves. And he said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately, the fig tree withered away. Now let's go to Mark 11, where we'll read the same account, but with a little more detail. Mark 11, and we'll start in verse 12. Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he, again being Jesus, was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Verse 14. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure they heard it and internalized it, because after he said this, it immediately withered, as we saw in Matthew. Both accounts show us a little different information, and it's going to give us a little fuller picture. So, naturally, I was shocked, a little perturbed, and lost. I just chalked it up to, I guess I'll understand this later, and put it away in the back of my mind. But after what happened this spring with my fig bush, I think I came to understand those passages a little better. Oh, and let me not forget this part. In Mark, it said, it was not the time for figs. So, what are we talking about here? The fig tree was just outside of the town of Bethany. The meaning of the word Bethany is house of welcome, or house of figs. The name can also be traced back as a biblical name, and it was a town close to Jerusalem, near the foot of the Mount of Olives. It has some Aramaic and Hebrew origins that also mean house of affliction or house of figs. So, this fig tree was near Bethany, so I would assume a town named House of Figs would probably have ample soil to take care of a fig tree. So, I'd like to discuss now a little bit about Jesus. And for sake of time, I will not go into the full depth of his nature, but to make my point, I'm going to give you a few examples. So, the reason I'm doing this is because I want to explain a little bit of why he might have cursed the tree. So, Jesus was compassionate. Yet he was serious, he was focused, he was kind, and he was selfless. He prayed, listened, and obeyed, and cared about what God wanted in the children of God. There are many other ways to describe Jesus Christ, but the one I'd like to focus on is that he was very serious about God's followers and how and what they accomplished. When they faltered, he corrected them, sometimes rather harshly. You see, God does not want anyone in the God family that isn't living up to what is expected of them, even during dark and hard trials. With that in mind, I'd like for you to visualize that you and I, especially I, are that fig tree. Now back to my fig bush. My fig bush has been an incredible producer of figs for years. When we moved on the property, it was there already. We did nothing. We didn't fertilize it. We didn't really water it. But every year, we had lots and lots of figs. Enough where we could give buckets of, and we brought it to church socials. But then, this spring, that snow dump, and then the freeze, I thought killed it. So I did a little research and went online and found out that I had to remove all the dead stuff. So, after I cleaned all the dead stuff away, I noticed little buds coming up. So I got bark mulch, made it real pretty, fertilized it with the appropriate one according to the internet, watered it, and babied it. And before you know it, those limbs, those little buds, grew up super fast. Like, within a week, they were over a foot tall. However, in just a month, it was almost 4 foot, and in another month, it was almost 8 foot tall. So I figured, well, I'll go ahead and fertilize it some more and watered it some more and babied it, make sure everything was fine, pulled some more weeds. And then I noticed a very small fig. Oh, I was excited. But after a week, I went and looked, and there were other figs. And I said, wow, we might actually have a crop this year. But those figs, especially the initial one, never got bigger than the size of an almond. So again, thank you, internet. I was able to find out that if they haven't grown any in a couple weeks and ripened, they probably wouldn't ripen. So, as disappointed as I was in that fig tree, which really, I didn't think it would do anything, I could start to understand the curse that Jesus gave. My fig bush, after a huge adversity, bounced back to where it looked like it was producing again, but it didn't. Now, myself and other people have had serious health trials, work or no work, life trials, where it brought us to the brink of destruction. But with God's grace, we bounce back. Do we think that we have, because of those hard trials, a pass to not produce any fruit, to not grow, you know, until we feel ready to? Do we look or appear as if we're doing what God expects to those in public, people, but in private, to God, we're not really producing any fruit at all? So I want us to think about that. We need to think hard. Am I producing the fruit that God expects us to do, even if it's not the time for figs. Now turn with me to your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. Now this is a very well-read scripture, and I'm going to read it in a different way. Now it's still the New King James Version, but I want you all to think about it as if we're talking about the fig tree. So, it's Revelation chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 14 and read all the way, well, mostly to verse 22. Verse 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you were neither hot nor cold. I wish you were hot or cold, so that because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Drop down to verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. I will also, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father at his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You see, God wants us to produce fruit and be with him and his Father in the family of God. But if we do not, he has no choice to eliminate those that might infect the rest of the vine. I would like to close with this parable, and as you hear me read it, let it sink in and realize that you do have a duty to produce fruit no matter the trial or difficulty that you've been through. You can and will overcome with the help of God's Holy Spirit. So turn with me to Luke chapter 13. Luke 13, verse 6. And we will read through verse 9. And if you don't want to read, you could just close your eyes and listen to me say it. Verse 6. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and found none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? Verse 8. But he answered and said no to him, sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that, you can cut it down. Now you may be thinking to yourself, is he ever going to explain what he thinks those passages mean? Well, I can tell you most certainly, I can tell you what I think it means. God knows us. There is nothing hidden to him or Jesus. They know when we are actually producing fruit or just pretending for others to see. I believe Jesus knew that this tree would never produce any real fruit, so he struck it down to keep others from running to it looking for fruit in the future. God has pruned us and fertilized us with trials, but is expecting great things. Trials and tribulations come to us all. Some even shake us to the core and nearly destroy us. Life has been very tough, with many dealing with illnesses, family, and job situations. Still, even through the darkest of trials, we are expected to bear fruit, even if it's just a little fruit. I know it'll be difficult, but with God's help, we can do it.